prayer for when you grieve the loss of a dream, written by Ashley Slater and read by Kelly Givens. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John 14:1. If you'd asked me at the age of 6 what I wanted to be when I grew up, I'd have answered, a teacher. Once I hit my teens, my answer changed, though. The allure of instructing others wore off, replaced by a desire to work in the entertainment industry. I felt called to be a television producer and pursued this goal all the way through grad school. But something happened as I worked toward a master's degree that I didn't anticipate. I met and married my husband, Ted. Not long after, in the midst of writing my graduate prospectus, 2 faint pink lines appeared on a pregnancy test. Suddenly, my dream wasn't so easy. If my studies in student film set experience had taught me anything, it was this. My career aspirations, if achieved, would require long days and maybe even regular travel. I found myself questioning how I would personally balance that along with caring for my growing family. It was then that I sensed God calling me to lay down my dream, the one I'd worked hard toward for years. As difficult as it was, I did. But as I talk about in my book, Braving Sorrow Together, The Transformative Power of Faith and Community When Life is Hard, I went on to grieve that loss for years. Here are 3 ways to grieve the loss of your dream. Maybe you're currently grieving the loss of your own dream. Perhaps it isn't career related, as it was for me. Instead, maybe marriage or becoming a mother hasn't happened for you as you'd hoped it would. It's possible that you're in a season of prolonged singleness when you long to be married or you've recently walked through divorce. Maybe you face the heartbreaking pain of infertility. As a result, you are well acquainted with the words of Proverbs 13:12 about how hope deferred makes the heart sick. What are some ways you and I can grieve the loss of our individual dreams, especially when the pain and disappointment hurt so deeply? Here are 3 suggestions. First, freely acknowledge your loss. When it came to the loss of my dream, I was afraid to openly grieve it. My life was full, and I feared that I'd be judged for the sorrow I felt. I worried that others would correct me for mourning it. It's possible you feel the same. Mark Twain once wrote, "Nothing that grieves us can be called little." While undesired singleness, divorce, infertility, and career disappointments are anything but small, there may be people who dismiss your pain and therefore make you feel like they are. Perhaps they offer you unhelpful platitudes, such as, "Look at how full your life is without that," or, "God works everything out for good," or, "Count your blessings." Your heart can't bear to hear that one more time, so you keep your loss quiet. You mourn it silently. I'm here to say your loss is not little, and it is worth mourning. Go ahead and grieve it fully and freely. This may mean journaling, confiding in a trusted friend, joining a support group, or seeking the wisdom of a counselor. Second, grieve your loss with hope. I believe that God is the author of my life's story. Yet it's much easier to believe that the story he's writing for me is good when he says yes to my dreams. It's harder when he asks me to surrender them or decides not to fulfill them in my timing and my way. It's in these hard chapters of life that hope can seem non-existent. I can quickly feel like my entire story is one of despair and pointlessness. It could be you've felt that or even currently feel the same way. However, if you and I determine to believe that God is attentive and active in our lives, we can be reminded that our stories are always penned with hope. What is this hope? It's that even in the darkest of moments, God promises to walk through the pain and grief with us. No matter how hard life gets, we are never alone. We can feed ourselves hope by reading God's word, listening to music that speaks his goodness and faithfulness, and surrounding ourselves with others who point us to him. Third, see the beauty in your individual story. Just because God asked me to give up a certain dream doesn't mean he'll ask the same of my girls or someone else I know. In fact, I deeply respect other women who are able to beautifully balance family and pursue their dreams. Sometimes, though, I can find myself comparing and feeling jealous that my story isn't like theirs. Maybe you can relate. How can you and I see the beauty in our individual stories, even when they're not what we wanted? When the pain is sometimes too much to bear? One way is to reach out to others around us who are experiencing similar sorrow. I have a friend who knows well the heartache of infertility. In the midst of her pain, she consistently reaches out to other women who have also longed for babies and says, "Me too. How can I walk through this with you?" God's promise in loss. Even though I'm sometimes tempted to worry that encouraging my girls to pursue their dreams will result in disappointment, I remind myself that God is the author of their stories too. And no matter what happens, He will be with them through it all. Pray with me. Lord, I confess I am grieving the loss of a dream I held so dear. This is hard, Lord. Why couldn't you give me the desire of my heart? Yet, Lord, I know you are good. Your ways are perfect. Your plan is perfect. Please help me remember and keep these truths in mind as I mourn the loss of this dream. Please comfort me, Lord. Lord, I pray I would understand, even if it's only a little bit, why my dream isn't coming to be. Help me have hope even as I wrestle. In your name I pray. Amen.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.